It's time to find out what's been doing around the Singleton District with Singleton Council General Manager Jason Lenane. We need to be gentle because he's been through a lot recently. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm going good, thanks, Bear. Going good. The recovery is going well. A little bit tender, but other than that, I'm spot on.
Just hold off on those star jumps for another couple of months, mate.
Mate, star jumps and sit-ups are something I'll probably put away for at least a couple of months.
All right. Mate, tell us what's been happening lately. Shane Fitzsimmons was in town last Tuesday.
Yeah, how good was that? Had the Commissioner for Resilience New South Wales in town to announce $60,000 worth of grants. They're called the Community Resilience Grants, and they're really about doing a range of things. But they're about acknowledging that regional New South Wales does get affected in a significant way, in a different way, when we have these natural disasters that go on across our state. And these monies, there's 15 different projects across our LGA, so they're not large amounts of money, but they're very important. So they help communities do the planning, do the preparedness, but also help build resilience post-event. So, yeah, it was terrific to have Shane in town, and I know the range of community groups have benefited from this program. We're really thankful, and our staff can't wait to work with those groups that implement the programs.
Excellent work. And there's a new message board that's available.
Yeah, out of Bulga. Fitzsimmons was out of Bulga on Tuesday making those announcements. So keep on that theme, yeah. The Mount Thorley-Warkworth VPA committee has considered a whole range of projects to allocate money to over the last 18 to 24 months. And something that we're really happy that's actually now been put in place is a new variable message board out there at Bulga. It's $27,000 out of those VPA money. And again, it's a really important project for those more remote parts of our community, because it is hard at times for them to be able to share information, to be able to connect. So things like this variable message board will help promote their events in town. Again, on that emergency management theme, it'd be really useful in terms of sharing information during those emergency events, but any other sort of general information that our local community needs to know about. As I said, being a little bit more remote from town, sometimes it's hard to get information out, but having this facility, it's managed remotely, so we can put in whatever information we can put up on there. It'd be really, really beneficial.
So if the weather's nice, you can put a message like, have a nice day.
Absolutely. If we've got nothing else, wouldn't that be a terrific message to put out there? Have a nice day, keep a smile on the dial.
Absolutely. And speaking of smiles on the dial, plenty last Friday at Christmas on John Street.
Yeah, and when I say well, Bear, unfortunately I missed the event because of my procedure I need to have on Friday, but all of the feedback has been incredibly positive from the mums and dads who were there, from the kids who were there, and really pleasing. The feedback we've got from our Chamber of Commerce, also our retailers in the main street, has been incredibly positive. Fireworks went off with a bang, which was great. I know all the families love the fireworks. But the range of activities, the weather gods were nice to us, which is good considering we had to postpone the last 2 years of the Christmas on John Street event. So, yeah, just a wonderful way to bring our community back together, and we very much look forward to having more events of similar ilk in the future.
And the council wants to get a little feedback on the event as well, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. We've got a survey out there at the moment. It's really important that we hear from people, because we know it was a really good event, so we want to hear what people think was what parts were good about it. But we also want to understand where we can improve for the future, because we're an organisation embraced with a culture of continuous improvement. Getting feedback from our customers is a very important way of doing that.
Excellent work. Well, mate, I'm pleased to hear that you are on the mend, and look forward to having another quick word before we hit Christmas next week.
Mate, look forward to it. Have a great one.